When I heard Steel Magnolias was being performed at the Texas Theater, I knew I had to see it. The show holds a special place in my heart. Back in college, my school's theater department put the play on in our tiny black box, and as a sophomore, I played the infamous Weezer Boudreaux. It is one of my favorite memories from those days, and I haven't seen the play or the movie since then. The movie is an undeniable Southern classic, starring a cast of famous female faces from Dolly Parton to Julia Roberts and my personal favorite, Shirley MacLaine. The play, however, is a very different experience from the movie. On opening night, I headed to the Texas, picked up my tickets from the box office, and chose my seat. While looking over the playbill, I also took in the theater. With the curtains open, the elegant proscenium framed the carefully crafted beauty shop set, highlighting the regality of the small Seguin Theater. The set was designed with Southern charm in mind, painted teal with leopard print details bringing the space to life. Soon, the lights dimmed and the show opened with Annell, played by Lauren Bouquet, interviewing for a job at Truvies, played by Joanna Bain Johnson. The nearly full house was immediately smitten with Bouquet's earnest rendition of Annell, chuckling at her first day nerves as the other characters made their entrances. While the entirety of the play takes place in the salon, the story surrounds a group of women and hinges around two in particular, Malin and Shelby. Portraying the mother-daughter pairing are Seguin's Mary Jane Wendell and Ivy Kaler Meehan, who depicted a relationship of love, sometimes fraught with disagreement, with deft believability. Their dispute over the baby's breath at the top of the show is particularly relatable to most daughters. Then there is Cleary, portrayed by Pat Hoppe, who I have to admit gave me a little giggle fit. And last but certainly not least, Weezer, played by Sheila Bailey Lucas. The crowd erupted when she entered stage right, whooping and cheering as she stormed into the scene. Her portrayal of Weezer was deliciously deranged and, more importantly, profound, elevating the character beyond comic relief, showing a tenderness beneath all of the posturing. Also of note was Meehan's portrayal of Shelby. She, in particular, stood out to me as bringing a modern woman's touch to a character living in the 80s. She sits in her salon chair, legs half folded, fiddling with her nails as her mother gossips with friends. Meehan's Shelby stands out amongst her mother's peers, but does not make herself smaller in their presence. Instead, she grows into her space in the story and the stage throughout the show. As she does, she transforms and impacts the women around her. Steel Magnolias is a play that shows the strength of women, following them through times of happiness and tragedy and finally healing. It's a timeless story, and this ensemble cast brought it to life through laughter and, yes, tears. This show is very likely to make you cry. So get some tissues and see this talented cast before closing on Sunday. Showtimes are 7:30 p.m. this Friday and Saturday, and again on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 for general admission or $25 for reserved seating. Tickets can be purchased in advance at Gift and Gourmet, the Seguin Area Chamber of Commerce, Keepers Interiors, or online at thetexas.org. That's thetexas.org. The Texas Theater is located at 425 North Austin Street. Liz Daniels, KWED News.